After combative reception from some members of the public and only lukewarm support on the dais, Chico Mayor Randall Stone sent the emergency ordinance back to the drawing board.
I absolutely agree with a lot of these speakers. You know who gets targeted in these things? People that are going to work, people of color, people with lower incomes. Unintentional.
The curfew idea and other preparations for planned so-called public safety power shutoffs was shunted off for further discussion. Stone said an ad hoc committee, along with the fire and police chiefs and county representatives, should develop ideas that will be weighed by a council subcommittee before returning to the full council for a vote. Police Chief Michael O'Brien, in introducing the measure, tried to ease some of the concerns in the room. He described the nation's civil liberties as sacred, but said Pacific Gas and Electric Company has put the city in an untenable position.
Cutting power to 112,000 people for up to a week causes me significant concern as to how we would protect and serve our community.
O'Brien said he was not wedded to the language of the proposal, but said the city must be prepared. Chico resident Kathleen Steves was among more than a dozen speakers uncomfortable with curfews.
This sounds like something like martial law. Are we being run by law enforcement? And people that do go out, are they reprimanded? Are they arrested? Are they what?
Councilman Scott Huber suggested organizing neighborhood groups for such an emergency, checking on the elderly and ill. Several California cities near fault lines have integrated neighborhood volunteers into earthquake response. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.